Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning.
Hey, everybody. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Michael Bachman.
This is the last week we're having Tim Lanning, so enjoy it.
Better enjoy him while he's here.
Nika Howard.
It's me.
I thought I was muted.
And Jennifer Chi.
Hey, everyone.
Golly.
Oh, my
everybody.
Goodness.
Hi.
I'm stressed out.
Why?
It's a little stressful.
I feel like we got to a real climax, and it's going to be crazy this episode.
We found Jet again, yeah. And I don't
found
like
Jet.
It.
I'm stressed out.
Yeah.
Don't be stressed out.
It's
a good
weird.
Boy.
Everything's all confusing because we recorded a podcast of Annihilation last week, but you're not going to hear it until next week, and then it's going to be on our feed like in October.
Time is fake.
But Tomb of Annihilation is a real good book, and you should go get it.
Yes.
It is the new thing from Wizards of the Coast. We've started podcasting, and this dog who has been laying down next to me the whole time, he knows my podcast voice, and he has decided to chew upon me.
It's time to punch Dad.
I want to be famous. You guys remember that? You guys remember Vine?
Oh my gosh, I miss Vine so much.
I thought you were going to say Pussycat Dolls.
I remember them too, and I also miss them.
I do miss them too.
Oh, I was thinking Bruno Mars, but not in like the Family Guy way.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bruno Mars from our the famous D&D podcast way.
Yes.
Right.
The Griffin. Remember him? Where are the Griffins?
Oh gosh.
I don't know. Man, I don't know. Is there anything else we want to talk about? Or should we just...
We got like, life is good every day. Vibe going.
Yeah.
I almost said that we had a Destiny clan, but you guys always yell at me when
I'm going to Japan in 2 days. Follow my Instagram and I'll because I'm gonna take lots of pictures.
And also
I'm
you should
plug
follow
that right
Instagram
because
you can see pictures of Michael's dog knocking the phone out of his hand. And it's really
that's funny. That is also true.
Oh man,
thrifty.
PSA to all of our younger listeners, we went to a financial advisor today.
Oh,
let me
no.
tell you, if Gross. We had gone if we like I was worried that, you know, when we retired, I was going to have to turn to prostitution. And actually, it's a lot better than I thought. And I'm only going to have to turn to prostitution a little bit. But if I had started saving earlier.
Oh, man. Maybe you would
have been
to
completely prostitution free.
All you 20 somethings, get on it.
Mm-hmm. Start saving.
So we are a 5th edition actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. And we're going to play some D&D tonight.
Yay.
But first, for all you new listeners out there, we're going to catch you up on what's been happening by first rolling a
d20. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
would you guys like to know what's going on with me? Is that I'm wearing part of my costume from our live show, and it keeps activating Siri on my iPad.
How?
Because it keeps poking it, because it's in my lap.
Oh, yeah. Because you have that skin.
Was that?
I don't know.
I have armor on.
Isn't it like right weird now? Flesh?
Yeah. You know,
capacitive
don't ask
or something?
I forget the name of it. Oh, I rolled a 4.
Oh, I rolled a 1.
I rolled a 19.
10.
This is going to be tough.
I don't think so.
Because none of you really know what happened last time on the Drugs and Dragons podcast.
That's true.
Hmm.
You know what
Do
happened
to
you.
Do we have to tell
you?
Each other?
Should we all take our headphones off and then, Michael, you just tell everyone what happened?
Yeah, oh, maybe.
Well,
yep.
Bachman likes that idea.
Well, go ahead, Mike Bachman. Mike Bachman, you get us going, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay, so
because there are things that you all know,
right? Yeah, right. So we all resurrected Solani, and we were chilling with Solani, and Solani is a real cool dude as far as gods go.
He's like a surfer,
right? And so we wanted him to help us out with this plummeting city, of which we're all on top, and he was like, sure, but you got to go unplug up these temples. That I got. They're all blocked.
They're clogged.
They're clogged up with spiritual gunk.
Yeah.
And you just got to get in there with some holy Drano. And so we figured out a puzzle that was like, you know, it was basically like the D&D equivalent of a BuzzFeed article. We had to figure out like which symbol we were.
Mm,
okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
True.
We answered some various questions about ourselves.
Right. And then we all got sent in different directions to go to unclog these temples. So now we're to the point where we all know different things. So how do you want to handle this?
Yes.
Yeah. So you all were successful.
Yeah.
Very, very fortuitously for me, you sent the two not main characters to the right place.
Ooh,
which, oh, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Okay,
because
that
was the place. That was the place where Jet was.
No.
Uh-huh. I think only Jayla puzzled together what was going on. Cause she's making a bullet beeline over to that temple.
I just want to kill Jet.
Kill her.
she's horny for murder.
Yeah, that was the temple of the bard. So
that makes sense that he would be there.
Yeah.
What a nerd he is.
He is a nerd. But the way the city works, it all kind of converges in the middle, and she was on the other side, so blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah
anyway,
blah.
You all got to about the middle at the same time, and you all saw each other.
Hi!
You are all successful. Each of you happens to know that you've gained this very powerful one-use item.
Hi!
And
hi, Toby.
But you saw, you also see Jet and Tug. You do not see Eleanor.
Oh,
Eleanor
no.
is not there.
Ah,
she gone. But let me also set a little bit more of the scene, because behind you all,
okay,
is, you know, you are at essentially the central temple of Nereve, and that is where the now physical walking talking god Solani is. He's there and he is gathering the spirit and belief of the people into himself.
Okay.
And it's essentially powering up so that he can just pop this city out of existence and into the new plane that he has been creating for the last 5 years.
Okay.
So he working on that, and you can like see him. You can see his back. He's like about 100 feet that way. I'm pointing. No one can see that. Hear this on the audio.
Your dog.
Southwest.
Or can see it on the audio.
He's pointing southwest.
And in front of him is just like everyone in Nereve, just a huge throng of people. But you all are here, and there is a Jet Razor. About 150 feet away from you, and standing next to him is a Tug for some reason.
Hey guys, this is some pickle I've got myself into.
He screams from 150 feet away.
That is essentially what is going on, except that I will right now tell you that everything So you've been plummeting, right? You've been plummeting for a long time now, and you had like 30 minutes, and that was probably 25 minutes ago.
I'm so stressed out.
This is going to be a very short episode.
Well, luckily, a combat round takes 6 seconds.
Ooh, nice.
A big crack forms in the street in front of you, and... I'm going to have you all make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, shit, son.
Oh, shit, oh, everyone. Son.
I got new dice.
I'll get a plus three, plus four. Let me double check.
I got an 11, friends.
How's the 21?
I rolled a 20. Sand people noise.
Wow. What did Jayla get?
I rolled an 11 plus... 7, 18.
Okay, so you all managed to stay on your feet, but it this place is coming apart. It has been falling. Apparently, the friction of the wind or something. Who knows? A scientist could have to explain it.
From the sky like this.
We love science.
We know all about.
So
it.
Have you seen
Age of Ultron yet?
No, I have not.
yeah. Don't watch it yet. This all happens. Big God, big God.
Yeah, I'm Thor. Is big. In this one
seriously?
No.
Okay. And so here we are. Would anyone like to do anything or say anything?
I cast message and I send message to my three best friends here.
Us?
Yes.
I thought you meant your similicrums.
I say, well, we got to kill him, but if you could stall for 2 seconds, I have an idea. And also protect me if it looks like I'm sleeping. And then Toby kind of hides behind a statue, and he casts. This is not my spell book.
That's just a piece of paper.
Since Solane gave Toby back some of his spells, he has Project Image again, and Toby is going to cast Project Image on himself.
That's a good move.
Thanks, brother. And he's going to project said image onto Jet's airship. Boom, 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 boom.
Jet's
boom,
airship.
Boom, boom,
boom. What image are you projecting?
Myself.
Like you're on the ship? It's going to look like you're on the ship?
It's going to look like I'm on the ship. Okay. I infuse my illusion
stupid,
of myself.
That's stupid, because what is an illusion going to do?
Well, thank you for asking. Since I'm an illusion wizard, I can infuse my image with Shadowfell to make parts of it real. So Toby is going to infuse his gloves to be, or actually all of his clothes to be sort of real. That's what I'm doing. So he's on Jet ship. And he appears to be... Yes, that's what happens.
What's he doing on Jet Ship?
I can't do anything yet.
Can't do anything yet. Okay. Cool.
Do you want me to enlarge it?
Yes.
You notice that Jet is holding... It's like it looks like a lute, but it is glowing in a gold way. And you notice...
Wait.
You notice that...
Do you mean lute like an L-U-T-E or an L-O-O-T?
It isn't fat lute. It's
like a sword or something.
He's holding gold. The golden loot is gold.
You're too far away to see the stats.
Yeah, he's holding a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
And it is glowing. And you look down at your own item that you had just acquired. And you notice they're all sort of glowing in the same kind of way.
Are we going to form a cursed band right now?
Your things are not musical instruments, though.
Yeah, I don't remember what mine. Right. I know what it does. I don't remember.
Same, actually. Oh, no, I know what it is. Never mind. I lied.
So Jet says something along the lines of, I see you all visited the shrines as well.
I see you all visited the shrines as well.
You guys are just... You guys are stunned, speechless. And
What do we do?
To attack him?
Oh no, it's not stalling.
How long do you need to be stalled?
Okay, so does Jayla go to attack him? Is she trying to move?
You what?
Because Alinda would definitely grab her, is what I'm saying. If she tried.
As a bonus action, it appears that Toby falls asleep.
And, oh my god.
As he's hiding behind a statue. I'm going to be fucking with the airship. And Michael, tell me whenever you want to do that.
I mean, you can do that now if you want.
I
want
to fuck with the airship. I want to steal the airship. I want to take the airship as my own using my Shadow Fell infused gloves.
All right, give me an intelligence roll to see if you can figure out how to work this thing.
Just how smart are you?
I'm very smart. I'm the smartest person ever. Yay. I got a 23.
All right. You managed to start flying the airship, I guess.
I also want to throw a rope overboard. So ropes are dangling. Several ropes.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Okay.
You sure. Do that. So Jet seems very pleased with himself. He essentially says something along the lines of doubting that you really
are doing the Mass Effect thing.
That you really understand the items that you have acquired.
I'll bet you all don't even know what they do, innit?
And that and he alludes to the fact that since you don't know how to control the power, they'll break in one after one use.
If you ain't know none, shit. I guess they don't talk like that. If you don't know how to control them, you ain't gonna.
Yes, that's it. That's how Jet talks.
Yeah, they gonna break after one use. Know what I mean?
His goo- final form.
His goo is leaking out his ears.
Happy birthday, Monkey Man 114.
I'm super yeah. Nerevian too.
So it's sort of like, you know how like Izuku is like punches a giant robot and his arm breaks?
Oh my god, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do I?
From My Hero Academia. Deku.
Izuku.
Izuku, that's his real name.
I don't know him that well.
You only call him Deku.
I don't know his name. Midoriya.
Midoriya.
He's got too many names. Can we all agree on
he
that?
He doesn't have a lot of names.
And yes. Yeah, so that's all Jet has to say, apparently.
That's all I got to say.
Eluder's like, Jet, you have constantly underestimated us and taken us for fools. Do we look like fools to you right now? Your city is plummeting to the ground.
I'll get a new city. You look like birds to me.
Tell me what's up. We're not birds. Stop saying that. You're trying to destroy where I live. I send message to all of them like, I'm ready. Fuck them up.
Okay.
Jet, basically, he essentially taunts you that his weapon, his item, is the best item, and he's now going to show you how it works.
Y'all went for the scrub weapons. I don't know why I keep trying to go with Southern. Fuck.
You're like a crawdad in a bayou.
you got the worst ones. You want to see mine?
And let's roll initiative. What do you say?
I'm stressed.
I love D&D. 14 for old Toby.
I rolled less good than 9.
Oh, man. I'm conflicted because I don't want to roll good, but I want to roll good. You know
Bachman,
what I mean?
Bachman, you have to be on our side against Jet.
I am. But that doesn't mean that I have to want my rolls to be good.
What?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Not really.
Like, yeah, I have to RP on your side, but I could still personally.
No. I disagree. What do you want?
Player's handbook.
Mm-hmm. I got a 13.
You got a 19.
Steve cuts his head off.
That's okay. I've got others.
Okay.
Michael is really happy with himself right now. I'm very stressed out.
I'm not
Michael,
happy
do you
with
need
myself.
Me to roll initiative for Tug?
If Tug is getting involved.
Oh my god, Tug's gonna die. I'm very worried about him.
And Jerry's
Tug
back, right?
Die.
There is nothing to say that Tug needs. Oh, Jerry is back. You should roll initiative for Jerry.
Yes.
But there's nothing saying Tug has to be involved.
Tug will just take a step back.
He's like, I'm good.
You know. it's the equivalent of like just the average dude on the street seeing like a superhero battle or something and just backing away.
I think I left my oven on.
Go ahead and give Jerry a roll for initiative.
Yeah, you got it. It's bad. it's a 5 total.
Oh.
Okay, nice.
Jerry's the only one lower than me.
Okay.
I can't believe this.
Jayla. You have the highest initiative.
Jayla is gonna really fuck him up.
So
I'm
like
scared.
120 feet away, something like that. You said
150.
Yeah.
Fuck. 150. Yeah, so far. You always do this to us.
I would like to move. Triple move. Right. Is how much you can do max.
What is a triple move? You can do. You can dash, and that lets you double move.
Yeah, but she wants a triple move.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
No, that's what I was asking. What is
the
most
that
double, I can move?
Double your movement speed.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay,
double
so that is how far?
Double your fun.
60?
60.
Okay.
And I'm going to fly, so I won't be on the ground.
Whoa.
Interesting. Okay, So Jet strums his magical lute.
Oh man!
After moving 30 feet towards you all.
I'm moving 30 feet now.
So Jet is 120 away from everybody, but Jayla, who he is 60 feet away from, and he strums his magical lute. And Jayla, I'm gonna need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Got to be pretty wise to avoid this attack. Oh, should I keep doing this?
Is
this
good? Yeah, no, I love it, it's actually. Good.
Wisdom yeah. is a 9, 26, 30.
30?
Yeah. I rolled a 17.
What is your bonus to wisdom?
It's a 9, and then I have... I'm sorry, it's a 29, because I have a plus 3, not a plus 4.
Sorry. Run me through this again one more time, how you rolled a 30. And you've got...
It's 29. I rolled a 29. Okay. I have a 17, I have a bonus of 9, and then I have my aura that it gives a plus 3.
Okay.
So my bonus is basically a 12 for got wisdom.
It.
Damn.
Wow, that is very good. That is a very good roll. So your eyes glaze over.
Oh, oh no.
And you feel like you're losing control of yourself. And while you can't, because it's not your turn, you can't make a move, you do turn around towards the rest of the group.
Okay.
And that is Jet's move. Toby.
Oh gosh. Topster will definitely try to get on top of a roof. Is there any... So this we're at a temple. Are we at the temple or...
Yeah, the temple is right behind you.
Well, I want to get on top of a roof that's sort of closer to the action while not being too spooky. So I'm going to move forward my 25 feet.
I did give you that token or what... I gave you guys like all tokens that had jump, I believe.
Oh, okay. Cool. So yeah, I guess either A, I'm going to run... And jump, is that an action to use that token?
I believe so. Yeah, it is.
Okay, that works for me. And then I'm gonna cast Misty Step. So I want to jump at the apex of my magic jump. I'm gonna cast Misty Step and just try to get on the highest building that I can.
Okay, so the highest building around here would be the temple.
Okay, highest building sort of. Okay, that works for me. Because I can shoot pretty far.
You should have told. You should have told me. We could have set the apex of Jerry's jump as your trigger.
Got on your back, and friggin' jump, and Misty stepped. I love it. So I do. That's what I do.
Okay.
And how far away would I be from Jet and the crew if I jumped on the temple?
How far can you move?
I can move 25 feet, and then I can jump probably who knows how much. We're not doing this. And then I can teleport 30 feet.
Okay, so the temple's 100 feet away from you.
Is it towards Jet?
It's away from Jet, opposite direction.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I want to go towards Jet and get on the highest building.
Okay. So that'll just be like maybe like a 2 or 3 story house
exactly.
or whatever.
Perfect.
It sounds like you're just making this up and you haven't got an entire map of
yeah,
the city.
Toby wants to
oh,
see
no,
the map.
I have a map. Remember okay. it had all the little buildings and there were all like little models and stuff? I have that. It's just in my other room.
I'm going to need like the Google Earth app on my phone so I can explore this town.
Just of Drunkaros?
Yeah, just of Drunkaros.
So I run, I jump, and at the apex of my jump, I cast Misty Step to teleport 30 feet. Again, trying to get as close to Jet as possible while getting on top of a building. And I'm going to use a kit, like my last whatever bit of movement to kind of hide behind a chimney or hunker down behind a crenellation or something like that.
All right. So you do that. And that's awesome.
I do it.
You Thank do you. It. Jet is going to cast a spell.
Wait, he gets another turn?
He does. He is legendary Aww. Actions.
I don't like this.
Michael, that's not fair.
I know.
How come I didn't get him when I was playing Jet?
Well, because you weren't as powerful. Don't you remember the episode where Jet got smoked real hardcore?
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring up.
My powers have doubled since the last we met.
Maybe even quadrupled.
I didn't mean
Maybe.
To bring up
Yes, you did.
Sensitive topic.
Thing.
Well, any one PC could get their ass kicked by three other PCs. That's not fair.
That's true. We got our asses kicked with...
And you guys are cheating, back, right? So there's that also.
There is also that.
So he... Jet swaps his loot for his wonderful violin, and he is going to shoot he is going to shoot a crossbow bolt, a hand crossbow bolt.
Is it the same violin, or is this a better
one? This is the same one. But he's better at using it. He's going to shoot at Aludra.
I'm practicing.
No!
Aludra.
I'm so far away.
And that's not a very good roll.
Range attacks go really far in this game.
So that is going to be 17 versus AC.
No!
All right.
Ping. Aludra, like, just casually dodges it. She does not even care. It, like, looks like she's dancing almost. She does, like, a dip. Like, a rolls her hips.
Steven.
She twerk.
Yeah. Hi. It's me, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
How far away is Steve?
I'm on a building.
Oh, hi.
He's 120 feet away from you.
Oh, he's pretty far. I hope that I can get close to him to get something done. I guess I'm going to try and move closer. I can haste myself.
Sure can.
I do it.
Okay. You're very hasty.
Yeah. So you get an additional. So I could double. I could Mario Kart double dash.
Right. Well, but you can't because you have to cast haste. That's your action. But then you can move double speed, right? So you could still probably get 60. Is that correct?
And if you have any ranged weapons, you can take two attacks.
This is so exciting! You're all like charging at each other.
Yeah. We just like took off like.
Well, I jumped and teleported.
Aludra hasn't yet because Aludra hasn't done her
action. She's sitting there and everyone's running past her. And she's like,
she's just powering up.
Yeah, she's like that rhino.
Yeah.
It is actually Aludra's turn.
Yay. Okay. Well, wait. I'm going to. Oh.
That is it. You cast a spell, my dude.
I know, but does that mean that I can't, like, I thought you said I could do action? I could shoot?
No, you can't. If you do a normal attack, you can do an extra normal attack, but you can't do an extra attack if your first thing was not an attack. I'm sorry.
Tim, okay. You're not helping. You're just confusing
our friend
everyone.
Yeah, confusing me, that is for sure.
Let's roll back to how high did I jump? So I was running.
Aludra.
I cast jump on myself and scoot forward 60 feet.
Okay.
Which I guess is just what I'm doing. I think that's all I can
do. Yeah, we're charging, baby.
Yeah, we're just like hauling ass trying to get to Jet.
Do you scream anything?
No, I'm actually like eerily silent. Like I've got like laser beam focused on Jet, mostly because I'm terrified that Jayla is gonna do something crazy. So, and I gotta get up there with him.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot maybe your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself,
I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
So, Jerry, what does Jerry do?
Wait, jump is triple your jump distance. So, what's your jump distance is your movement, right?
Oh, is it my movement? I don't think it is. I think we figured this out
one
time.
We can't do this again.
No, we've done this like 10 times.
iTunes emailed us. It's like, if you guys try to figure out what jump is one more time.
I think that my jump is 60, I think is what we figured out.
Cool, okay, cool, fine. Cool.
Like, when I do jump on myself,
it's like
I move
it's like
60.
Based on your strength or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather it was 75?
I would rather it was 75, absolutely.
Those 15 feet, though.
I need them.
Jerry.
Jerry, you know what? He's not a quick learner, and he's gonna leap. Oh, that's why I'm still thinking of leap. 90 feet forward.
Okay.
Where does that get him?
That gets him 30 feet away from Jet.
Ooh, dank.
That's in spell distance, baby. Well,
he's making eyes at Jet.
Spell from 150 feet.
Man. Also, since last we met Jerry, I equipped him with a rocket launcher and he fires it.
Ah! Cool. dank. Yeah, what item did Jerry get? Was it a rocket launcher that he can shoot?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
Yes.
Thank you. If Jet says it. Bachman, say in Jet's voice, whoa, oh, cool rocket launcher.
Where'd you get that rocket launcher?
See? Like a wow.
And also, why are you immortal?
Your dick is so big, mate. No one complains about it. Your dad comes to your birthday party.
That's a little too close to home.
Ouch. So you're all basically standing in a little clump now.
I'm not. I'm on a house.
Except
or
for
a bakery.
Except for Jerry. Okay, Steve, Aludra, and Jayla are all in a little clump.
What?
Because you all ran the same distance.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But what? Come on, really?
So Jayla, wielding her executioner's axe that can kill a person.
Oh, I had my halberd.
What's that?
But...
Okay, well, you actually switch, and you pull out the axe, and you...
What's Jayla doing?
...level it towards Aludra's head.
Ooh, and cut it off.
And...
Michael...
I need that.
I can't help but notice that you're playing Jayla right now, and Jayla is Nika, and you are Jet right now.
Well, so that's the fun thing, is he gets to do both.
No!
I'll get to do both!
Wait.
And Jet says, like... While it would be really satisfying to have Jayla kill Aludra in one swipe, that isn't really his goal today.
I could kill you right now, but I've got other plans for you.
Oh.
And Jayla runs 60 feet in the other direction.
In the air.
Towards the temple in Solani.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit! No!
Oh, this is not good.
And Jayla, you can now make a saving throw.
Fuck.
Make a saving. 22.
Okay. So, I did earlier today say that everyone would be mad at me. And here we are.
No, I'm having a great time.
I'm having a good time. It's good.
Yeah, Jayla, you should get unfazed by this.
No matter what happens in this encounter, my character wins, so it's fine.
Bachman, Jet is no longer your character. Stop
Bachman's
it. You're on our side.
Real,
we went to picnics together.
Yeah.
He's got some, I don't know what, going on.
I'm going to be your baby's godfather, I assume. Don't do this to me.
Listen, I'm only in service of the story, you know?
Oh, okay, sure.
So now it's our friend Jet's turn.
Oh, I hate him.
I hate Jet too.
He is going to cast Otto's Irresistible Dance on Jerry.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my god, this is a really good spell. I remember the spell specifically.
Let's see. Da-da-da-da. He must have some sort of saving throw, right?
Sure, he does. I'm pulling up my character sheet. Yeah, it's a 17 charisma spell save.
Okay, well, that's what it was. You can make.
Then why did you ask me?
Go ahead and make a. Go ahead and make that charisma saving throw.
I'd love to.
Or isn't it wisdom or something?
I mean, it says spellcasting ability is charisma.
Okay, that's your spellcasting.
Oh, I didn't look at the. Yeah,
yeah, it's
right.
It's wisdom.
We've confirmed that I don't know how any of this works. Last episode. Yes, it is wisdom saving throw. So, fuck me, I guess.
Go ahead and make a whiz save for old Jerster.
Whiz it up.
Oh boy, this is rough. Oh, his wisdom is a goose egg. Okay. So I rolled an 8.
Okay, Jerry starts doing a hilarious dance.
With all of his spider legs?
All of his different legs are shooting in every which direction.
Can we just have like a metal clinking like sound effect here? I think it's good.
I'm sure we can.
It sounds like a wind chime. A haunted one.
Toby.
How close is Jayla to me?
Jayla is now... We didn't really decide how far you went, right? Mm-mm. I don't think you went as far as everybody else. So she is probably closer to you. She's probably like 40 feet, 30 feet away from you.
Perfect. Toby looks down at his scroll. Do I have to make like a check to see if I notice Jayla being weird or would I just assume?
Oh, you know, she's... Oh, I mean, I think it's obvious she's being... I mean, Jet has been like yelling about it.
Oh, bragging.
Stuff.
He's like, I've charmed her! I've charmed her! Toby looks down at the scroll. He has a quick flash forward of him learning the scroll, testing the scroll, tucking the scroll in at night, all these things. But he huffs out and he unfurls geese, and he casts geese on mm-hmm. Jayla.
Okay.
And I command her. Fuck, what? I don't even know how this would work, but I get. Oh. Okay, yeah. Oh, fuck, this might not work. Well, whatever. Let's go with it. Too late now. So I say, Jayla, stop, and just simply drop that evil axe, please. Or throw that evil axe over.
Put that evil axe back where it came from, or so help me.
Or so help me.
Tell me, what does the spell do specifically?
I'm essentially commanding her to do something, and if she doesn't, she takes 5d10 psychic damage.
Ooh. But what
That's
is.
That's a lot!
I don't know if this is the best.
Yeah,
option.
Don't do that to Jayla. That seems bad.
Well,
5d10.
Well, but if I tell her, oh wait. So is this
a
weird situation?
It has to succeed she has to succeed a wisdom saving throw for that to happen.
So how does this? What's the stack here?
I feel
is
like
Jet still in charge of her, and so can Jet be like dope? It's kind of like when Bloodseeker and Dota gets a force staff. Whenever it puts
no,
okay,
don't do it. In my head. Like, and this is not based on rules or anything, but just like, I feel like since I'm not sure how Jet is controlling Jayla, but I feel like Jet would perform the saving throw, but that's just
because
that,
I'm just
that's what makes sense to me.
Yeah. So Michael, I'm casting something. It's like it's like suggestion, but if the person goes against it, they get hurt.
Right.
So would Toby have known enough about casting certain evil suggestion type spells to know that if someone's already affected by a charm that it could can I make an arcana to see like how much I know about that 23 again what like help me out here
this is a pickle. We are in very uncharted territory here because I mm-hmm. think what would happen is since it is her choice to take the damage or not take the damage. But she's charmed, so she doesn't get to make her own choices right now. She would take the damage. Now, whether or not that damage would somehow jar her out of being charmed is another question. I don't know.
I have a question that might affect what you do, which I guess is maybe not correct for RP.
Okay.
But I have a spell that if I touch a creature, it can end either one disease or one condition. Afflicting it is being charmed a condition because it doesn't give it. It says the condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned. Is that just like?
Oh, if it specifically says it's those conditions, then.
Look, okay. I was hoping it was like, for example, these things, but I think it's probably not. It's lesser restoration.
Yeah.
So I think it's
probably a situation, Michael, where you make the call.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if I was closer to Jet, I could just cast it on him. But I'm not. So I'm gonna do it.
Oh my god. Okay.
So I mean there's a good chance that she will take damage and nothing good will happen. I'm just telling you right now.
But okay. So how about fuck it. Don't do this. Nika, what do you think I should do?
Don't do this.
You really don't want to ask me right now.
Fine. I will just cast Mass Suggestion, which also has a range of 60 feet. And I'm going to tell everyone to that I can see 12 creatures. So I'm going to do that to my friends here. And I'm going to do that... no, I'm going to do it on Jayla. And I'm going to do it on any Nerevians I see. And I'm going to say, run towards Jet. And I want to cause Nerevians to run towards Jet. Same with Jayla. So they have to make a saving throw or something. A wisdom saving throw.
What level spell is this?
This is a 6th level spell. So he looks at Geese, thinks, this might kill her, and puts it back. And then he secretly says, plus I can study it. and casts Mass Suggestion instead because he sees cowering friggin' Nerevians. And he's like, well, maybe I can get some Nerevians in the way. I don't know.
Run towards Jet.
Jayla has to make a wisdom saving throw, and so does 11 other Nerevians I can see.
27.
So you pass, and you don't listen to what I say.
Well,
this is all very confusing.
It is very confusing.
Well, a bunch of Nerevians, like 3 Nerevians, start running towards Jet, I suppose.
Only 3?
Wow. Well, they're all over. They're all like... They're so all over true. There.
It's within like, 60 literally feet, all you know, over there. 60 feet, and that is a shame. But that makes sense. I love you. And as a bonus action, it appears that Toby falls asleep. And he is continuing to command the friggin' airship to drive towards us.
Okay. Steve
is going to... He's going to run up, and he's going to... fling some fire.
Okay.
Some fire at Jet. So he does it. Everyone agrees. Yeah.
Now, Michael, what would happen if he cast a fire spell on Jet? Would that hurt Nika or would it hurt Toby? Let's really dig in.
What? I don't understand what you're asking me. okay. So what are you casting?
I'm throwing alchemical fire, and that's going to be a 5d6. So I don't remember if it's
I think he has to make like a range I think he has to make a dex saving throw against it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so he rolls pretty well, so he's gonna take half damage.
Okay. You can move on. I'll tell you that damage in a second.
Jayla, make a wisdom saving throw.
Nat 20.
Woohoo!
Jayla suddenly jerks and something seems to have happened. She seems to have gained control of her body once again.
He took 10 damage, by the way.
Okay. Eludra. Oh, actually, okay. Sorry. Hold on one second. Jet is actually now going to cast a spell.
I'm gonna cast a spell!
Might.
And you know that Jet would not shut up about this whole time.
Here it comes. It's gonna be a whopper.
He is going to cast heat metal on...
No.
On Eludra.
Oh, I don't like this at all. This has happened to me before.
Heat metal!
Okay. Is that good? So he casts it on your hammer, which begins to glow red hot. And you are going to take... There must be some roll, right?
Probably. I can't. This has definitely happened before, uh-huh. And I cannot remember. Like a con or something. I think I had to get nude last time.
Yeah.
I didn't say. That's really weird.
What are you looking for?
Just heat metal. Like, does she initially automatically takes 2d8 fire damage?
If she can't drop it,
so she takes the damage. And then they have to succeed on a con saving throw.
To keep holding it.
And if they fail the con, they drop it.
Right. Okay. So.
Oh, or they can get disadvantage on an attack.
So you take 7 fire damage, Eludra.
Okay.
So now you have to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
I think that's on your turn.
It says, if a creature is holding or wearing the object and takes damage from it, the creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or drop the object if it can.
I can't drop, I mean, I can get nude. But
well, no, it's on your hammer.
It's your hammer.
On my hammer. Yeah. Got it. I thought it was on my armor.
Which...
your hammer gets hot and you're like, well, I guess I can get naked.
So you can choose to drop it, I think, if you want to.
Uh-huh.
Or you can try to hold on to it.
I mean, I guess I could drop it. Like, will it eventually stop?
It lasts for 1 minute, and it's concentration. So if he does something else, it's concentration.
Kind of goes like, huh? And then she drops the hammer because she can't be fucking around with this.
Okay, Aludra, it's your turn.
Cool. I wasn't gonna do anything with my hammer anyway.
That is concentration, Michael. So yeah. If he was concentrating on anything else, all right.
Yep.
So how far away am I from Jet?
You are 60 feet away from Jet.
I'm 60 feet away from Jet,
mm-hmm.
And Jayla is no longer charmed.
Jayla is no longer charmed.
I'm 60 feet away. Fuck, so far. Because I don't think I can even get close enough unless I just do jump again and I'm right in his face.
You can also dash, which is similar to jump.
Is that takes an action?
Yeah, not a spell slot.
But it doesn't look as cool.
It doesn't look as cool. But
I don't have my hammer, so I can't do anything.
Right. So, but don't you have javelins?
I have javelins.
Throw a javelin at that.
Or I can do.
You can.
All
yeah, you can run 30 feet and then throw a javelin.
I've got other stuff too.
My Toby outfit is hot.
Does your javelin do more damage if you're running when you throw it? I feel like
you should.
You should get advantage or something.
You should get advantage or something. You should get a -2 on attack, but like more damage or something.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out if I do a dash, if I can do my tremor step. When you move, you can choose to sound as if you're one size category larger than normal, which is hilarious. You can slam the ground with force. It doesn't say I have to do it with a weapon. I always like did it with my hammer in the past, but no, it doesn't have to.
With your big ass feet.
With
your big meat trunks.
Yeah.
But that's only within 5 feet.
Yeah, that's not gonna do shit.
No. Okay, I guess I fucking dash and throw a javelin, which I've
literally
never done.
Throw a javelin at his ass.
We'll see how that works for me. I don't even know how to do, like, I don't even know how to do this.
It's just a ranged attack, so...
Yeah, but I don't have any of that filled out.
Yeah, you didn't fill any of that out.
I didn't fill any of that out. I've never done it.
So I think it's like that weapon stuff. Without your strength, I believe a ranged attack is dex, right? So
it was bad.
So you get +1. So roll a d20.
Okay.
And then add +4 because you're proficient with it.
Okay. And I actually did pretty good.
There you go.
20.
20.
Do I hit him with my javelin?
Yeah, you fucking hit him with a javelin.
Yes.
Nice.
I don't know how to figure out much damage I do.
I will tell you.
Please tell me about javelins. I've literally never used them.
Yes. A javelin does. That's not here. They don't exist. Remember that time?
Oh my god. Tim and I got in the biggest fight ever because our two-player handbooks are different and they have different weapons in them.
Yes. 1d6. Damn. I hope he doesn't die.
Oh shit. He gonna die. I need to. Can you hand me a d6?
Yes. Maybe. Let me open my Monopoly.
Hey, Jet, how you like that fucking 2 damage, buddy, from my javelin?
He doesn't like it.
Ow, my toe.
It like lands on his toe. He's like, ow, come on.
Would you get +1 for dex on that? I really don't understand.
I don't fucking know, man. I don't know. Listen, you know what? Let's just say it's a 2. Say it's a 2.
But what if it's a 3, though?
What if it's a 3?
Jerry.
Jerry is, well, he's going to shake his head for a second because he just remembered that he's immune to charm.
Yeah, I'm fine, actually.
Oops.
He's like, he just danced because he wanted to. And
like
then,
no one's watching.
Like no one's watching. He's gonna come up to Jet and do Sticky Leg.
Okay, he's grappling him.
Yeah, he's grappling him.
Stinky Leg. Okay. We say that every time, right?
Literally every time.
Okay, roll.
I feel like that does... I do damage with that too, but hold up. Well, I rolled a 2, so.
All right. Jet easily sidesteps it. Jayla.
How far away is he?
You, I believe, are 90 feet away from him.
So mad.
Double move.
Okay.
I don't think he's acting.
Playing a fun game for fun people. All right. You are 30 feet away now. Jet Razor's turn.
Michael, I will give you $100 if you charm Jayla.
She's immune to his charm now for 24 hours.
Damn.
Sorry.
You can't see Toby. He's hiding.
Nick, I feel like Otter is turning the heat up because he can just feel the frost radiating out of that room.
Mika, how you feeling? How you having? Are you having a good day? What'd you have for dinner tonight?
I've actually had a really shitty day.
Oh, no.
And yeah, I had Chinese for dinner.
Yeah, sometimes Chinese is hit or miss for me. It tastes good sometimes, but it always gives me a stomach ache. I love MSG.
I found a really good spell earlier, also that I want to read you guys.
Okay,
just the name of it. That's okay. All. As a little amuse-bouche.
Mm-hmm.
Liuman's Tiny Hut.
That's good.
What do you think that does? I don't fucking know.
It makes a tiny hut. It's like a jerkier, but
why would you want to go in there?
I don't know. Be safe.
Okay. Jet turns towards Steve.
Hi, Jet. And, it's me, Steve. We never met.
I love you.
He is going to strum his magical lute. Steve, can you please make a wisdom saving throw?
Love to. Ha, wow, this dice is going in the garbage. That is a hot 3.
Okay. 3 total.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're level 14. We're doing damage like 2 damages.
Yeah, it's
saving
bad.
Throws of 3s. We're great.
Tug is starting to feel like maybe he could have participated. It would have been fine.
Steve gets a glazed look upon his face.
Which face?
Don't you just have
the
one?
The gross one.
I just have one head, but there's faces mixed
in there. Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like on your elbow and stuff?
Yeah.
Ew.
Toby.
Okay, so I am on whatever the hell the friggin' airship is called. And Toby's really just... you know, putting his sausage fingers in and driving it towards the center of town. Am I making good headway?
Yeah, I mean, it's been 18 seconds, so you're really plumbing along.
Mm-hmm. How far away? Do I see Big Ass Boy yet? Or I'm sure I do, because Nareev isn't that big.
Yeah, it's not that big. You can see the temple.
Okay, at this point, Toby's going to pick up a stick. He's going to pick up some thing, whether it's an umbrella, a sword, a stick, a broom, a fire poker. And he's going to shove it in the wheel of the air thing and of the airship and just make sure it's going true so that it can... pass the temple.
Okay.
And so that he doesn't have to movie style jank his arms left and right on the steering wheel. And then as a bonus action, he will return back to his body, stand up and look over at Jet, and he is mad at Jet, right? And
that's up to you. That's a character choice. But
okay.
Sure.
But then he looks back at Aludra, and he will cast Polymorph and turn her into a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yes! My favorite!
I should have given you a an enlarged stone instead of a jumpstone.
Yeah, that would have been fun for all of
them. I would have been a really large T-Rex.
Oh, there's a Displacer Beast. I don't know where T-Rex is. It's probably right here. It's right there, next to Displacer Beast.
I guess I never actually knew, is turning her in, is the T-Rex specifically like an RP choice, or is that actually what it says?
What you can do is, based on our level, you can choose something that matches a challenge rating, and the most powerful thing that you can turn someone into, at least right now, I haven't gone on Kobold Fight Club since Two Annihilation came out, but you can turn her into a T-Rex, because that's the highest... CR.
Timothy, what level is this spell again?
This spell is 4th level.
Okay. So you change her into T-Rex. Before you all get crazy with finding out stats and stuff.
Oh no.
What does that mean?
Jet casts Dispel Magic and she becomes not a T-Rex.
Damn it!
Hell! I canceled my concentration to do that! Oh, we're doomed! We're all gonna die. Wait, can I counterspell that?
Possibly.
You attempt to interrupt a creature that is in the process of casting a spell. Yeah, I'm going to do that. I cast Counterspell as one reaction.
Do it.
What level is Dispel Magic?
third level.
Yep. It fails. Has no effect. She turns into a T-Rex.
So wait. Oh, so I stay a T-Rex.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I like the idea of me becoming a T-Rex, unbecoming a T-Rex, and then becoming a
like,
T-Rex
oh, wait,
again.
I can stop this.
What if just part of you becomes a T-Rex or not a T-Rex? So like your head is normal, oh but then which your body is a me? T-Rex.
So she's like a Mer-Rex?
Yeah.
Yes.
She has.
Do I have a big tail or do I have a big face?
You have a big face and you're big like a, legs. So that's it.
Yeah, you're like a T-Rex centaur.
Yeah, like, I like that.
I'm beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I never feel more beautiful than when I'm a T-Rex.
Okay, that's, and as a movement, I'm going to try to climb on top of a chimney.
Okay. Cool.
I shimmy up on top as high as I can get.
All right. Steve, it's your turn. You pull out your magical net of...
I don't get to make a saving throw?
You get it at the end of your turn.
What?
Fuck that. What? Michael.
Oh, man.
Michael, it's almost like you want us to get hurt.
I do. So you take out your cool magic item... And you throw it onto Aludra.
I forget what it is. And so, does the audience.
It automatically captures her and constricts her so she can't move.
Oh, right.
Oh, she mad.
Without a saving throw or anything.
Damn.
And so you get wrapped up in this net magically expands and wraps around you and you fall over and you're prone.
What do you say?
You can't move.
Ouch.
No, you're T-Rex. You can't talk. What do you say?
Why does this sound like a duck?
Well, because dinosaurs evolved into ducks.
Oh my god,
they
here
evolved
comes.
Into ducks.
Yeah.
If you
see
look
a
at
duck,
it, if you
that's
read,
a dinosaur.
If you read history textbooks, that's what happens.
Steve, please make a saving throw.
Listen, if ducks evolved from dinosaurs, why are they still dinosaurs? Shit.
Fuck.
Damn it. Fuck.
It's a what saving throw? Wisdom?
Yeah.
Steve's best at.
Always yeah? No. So 6 total.
That's bad.
Okay. We love to be in a net.
Jayla has a +9 on or +12 on her wisdom saving throw. How did you roll a 6?
You pretty much get +10 to all your saving. That's not true. But
wait, what now?
Say what now? It's not just your modifier.
Oh wait, say it. So back it up.
Back it up. So there should be two columns.
I mean, if you rolled a 6,
okay,
then
so
you're not going to
oh,
fail.
Are you proficient? I'm going to stop talking again. I'm doing that thing I do. I love you guys.
What's my proof?
I love you.
Oh, I have advantage on saving throws against spells.
Well,
oh.
If you have advantage, roll again.
I did, and I didn't do better. I got an 8. Well, I did. I got an 8.
Statistically.
Nice.
But +1 to all saving throws. I have a stone of good luck, so a 9.
Yeah, you headed off that email at the pass.
Well, I think you've got +3 from Jaylar. Does she have
Do
to be
I?
Within 15 feet or
yeah.
something?
How far away is
15
Steve?
15 feet.
Nah, he's +3 is also not going to help you. You need to roll really high to break out of this.
32.
Not 32.
Well, shit.
But that's close. Okay. So I think we're on Aludra.
Wait, you mean Aludra the T-Rex stuck in a net?
The laying down T-Rex.
Listen, take a nap.
Aludra, get up.
Okay. I believe in you. And Toby starts clapping on top of the chimney he's holding on to.
Okay, I guess I roll. Like, what do I roll as a T-Rex to get out of this situation? Can I bite? Can I bite the net?
Sure.
Literally, bite I have a fucking net. Like, that's my attack, is bite. I want to do it.
Bite the planet. Or like a strength.
Do it.
Yeah.
Let me bite it.
You're strong as hell.
Let me bite the net. Oh, my God. Why am I rolling so bad?
Well...
I hit a 17 to bite the net.
Okay, well, you're not gonna miss it. So how much damage do you do?
Yeah, what's the net that's in her mouth's AC?
33 piercing damage to the net.
All right, I will say you shred the net.
Just gnawing at it. I'm like writhing on the ground as if I were a large like worm,
mm-hmm.
and just gnawing. Because the T-Rex have my little arms are too small.
But you have a big mouth.
Big mouth, but like I can't. But I'm. How does T-Rex
like,
get up? They
you're
fall
like
down.
A billy mouth. Billy bat.
As in my tail?
Huh?
I'm laying on the ground and T-Rex can't like use their arms to get themselves up.
You're asking how does a T-Rex stand when it falls? It uses big ass head, I think, to like
and
get his big legs and tails. It's very weird looking and it's not good. But now you can run.
Jet fires a crossbow bolt at Toby.
Wait, no, but you can still use your movement.
Oh yeah, I roll up.
She's
Jet, I am like right in his face.
But if it's if you start prone, I think you lose like half your movement or something.
Well, yeah, my movement is 50 feet.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm a T-Rex.
I've seen Jurassic Park several times.
Got long legs.
You should jump now, Luther.
Oh my god. It's like I jump like over Jet.
Like, ah! She falls off.
Off the side of Nareef.
Can Jerry jump with a T-Rex on his back?
Oh my gosh. yeah, okay, anyways. I get up in Jet's grill and I'm just like,
yeah, okay, so you're gonna shoot a crossbow, but I think if you remember, I'm climbing a chimney and Toby would climb the side of the chimney where it'd be hard for Jet to shoot him, and that's what he does.
Right. I'm gonna say you have a partial concealment.
I'll take it, Betty.
He rolled 29.
Oh, biscuits and beans. Let me see here. Wait. Oh, I can't use a reaction because I already did. And you hit me because it's 29. I take damage. Okay. I haven't done that for so long. Wow.
You take 19 piercing damage and you notice that halfway through the air, the bolt bursts into flames, and you also take 7 fire damage.
Oh, shit.
So 26 damage.
26 damage.
I can't wait to bite Jet the Razor's head off.
Cool. And I have to make a constitution saving throw to make our good friend Aludra make sure that I don't lose concentration. Or it's actually, I don't remember. It's confusing. Okay, do it, Tim.
Do it, good. Please, let me say a T-Rex.
Yay. I got a 27, so I'm fine. And I don't have to look it up because I think it's like it's either the full damage or half damage or something like that, and I lose concentration. But since I rolled so well, I don't have to look up the rules.
Nice. Thanks. Good job of rolling. I believe it's Jerry's turn.
Jerry could try and sticky leg him again, I guess. He's just walking around with sticky legs, and I don't even think he's necessarily going for Jet, but Jet's just in the vicinity, so eventually,
he's like, sure.
You know, a million monkeys with a million typewriters are eventually going to sticky leg Jet.
That is so true.
So, that's what I
everybody
do.
Everybody says.
Oh, that's good though. That roll passes.
Okay, what was it?
What does that mean? It doesn't hit. It doesn't miss. It passes.
It passes. I'll give that a pass. It's like a C+.
It's a 21.
That will hit.
Yeah, I know. I said it.
You meant that it could pass an ID check. I don't know.
So he's grappled until he can escape.
Okay, he is grappled.
He's grappled.
I feel like a pointless thing to say. He's grappled until he isn't.
Jayla, you're up. You're about 30 feet away from Jet Razor, who is currently grappled by a disgusting spider monster.
Okay.
A beautiful spider.
Yeah.
I have the axe in my
hands.
He's
a phoenix.
I will name him my oath. I will take my movement. Gives me advantage on a roll. I have a 13, and I rolled a 20.
You rolled a 20. A 20 will, that'll hit.
Okay. So he will get hit with the axe.
Oh my goodness.
Then what happens?
Hey, Jet, eat my farts.
Jet Razor's eyes go blank and...
Ouchie!
And, well, actually, Nika, why don't you describe what happens when you hit him with his axe?
When what? Fuck, when you have to be happy!
I mean, yay!
I think that Jayla, she would want to say something to him. Like, you fucked us for the last time, or die, traitor Jet, or something like that. I don't know. But I also think that she would just be so angry and just so much rage that she would just swing the axe down and cut him, like, right through his head so that one of his eyeballs pops out.
Interestingly enough, Trader Jets is actually a grocer in Drunkeros.
They make very good tiki drinks.
No, they have really good snacks.
They can do both.
Okay.
Jet Razor, the life extinguishes from Jet Razor.
What?
No, this is supposed to be the start of his redemption arc.
Well, you know, sometimes things happen. And you know, then you don't get redemption, you get death.
That's you fine. Get to die.
Okay, well,
and go to the bad place.
Steve wants his goo.
Well, his soul is escaping his body.
That's fine.
And
I don't need his
soul. And you almost see it, like, you know, hovering in the air above his body.
Like anime style, like a ghost going out of it.
And Jet is dead.
Woo! We did it!
And thank God, because he had so many hit points left.
Oh my God. It would have been really
bad. We would have been here all night.
Yay! Been here all night.
Right, right, but I can take his goo, right?
Sure, you can take some goo.
I want his goo. I don't want some goo.
You want all of his goo?
I want all the goo that I could possibly
every
get.
Every drop of
every,
his goo?
Every drop. And I don't care how many ball jars I have to fill. I want...
Toby throws down a bottle jar. Like, give me some goo too, brother.
You can have a little bit, but I'm going to need quite a bit for what I've got planned.
I just want a little bit.
Okay, you can have a little bit. How many milliliters?
Just fill the jar up.
Oh, this is a big jar.
Don't be a dick.
Solani looks over his shoulder at you guys, and he goes... Whoa! Good job, dudes. You did it. You stopped him. You bet he was totally gonna kill me and like fuck everything up, and maybe he would have like ascended to godhood, and it would have been terrible. But I really appreciate it, and you know, thank you guys for your sacrifice to Nariv. And I guess I'll just catch you later. And Nariv vanishes.
Wait, where are we?
You are still where you were.
Flying in the air?
And we'll find out what happens next week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
I'm a T-Rex. I'm a big T-Rex. Fly through the air.
Okay.
Michael, no.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. You killed Jet Razor.
Oh, it's dead as hell. It's why'd so hot that? In our house. I have to take some of this costume off. Like,
wait, Mika, why are you still mad?
Nika,
you killed him.
Tim Lanning,
you have to talk on our podcast.
Yes.
Nika,
why do you won? Why do you still look angry?
I'm not.
Nika, you have to say that you love all of us. Go in turn. Start with Michael.
Michael, I love you. Jennifer, I love you. Bachman, I love you. Tim, you're a good boy, and everyone loves you.
Damn.
Well, I
guess it means
that Tim Lanning, read us some
feedback.
Michael,
would it be okay if I can read some
Please,
feedback?
Please, could you?
Michael, Coyote Fugly says, listening in two directions is still amazing. I picked you guys up during the Harper backstory section, and I've been keeping current ever since, all the while listening from the start as well. To keep the cast
So basically, they started at a midpoint, and like in between episodes, they're going back and still listening to all of us. They're listening at like two different points for them, which is very impressive.
Can't recommend you all enough. I'm not even into D&D, have never played. Dr. Strange 91 from the United States says, math song. I work in construction, and I'm constantly doing math, and I sing the math song while I'm working, and I get weird looks from my coworkers. Love the podcast. It's a part of my everyday life, and I'm trying so hard to get caught up. Love you guys. Keep doing what you do. I played Destiny with Strom last night. Heap it thus from Australia says 20 stars. This is a really funny and entertaining, and everyone should listen to this, even evil guys. Perseus Zero from United Kingdom says surprisingly good. No, really, I mean it. I've listened to a bunch of D&D podcasts, in particular a very funny, well-known one. But I decided to dip my hairy toe into this one. I was not disappointed. Of all the podcasts I've listened to, this one really captures the feel and humor of a typical D&D session. It's funny, well-tailored, and an absolute top 3 podcast ever. Okay, top 10-ish. Okay, I listen to a lot of techno music, so top 20. But for D&D, it's my absolute favorite. Well done. Thank you. Javios from the United States says, what a long, strange road it's been. Greetings from Brazil. Interesting. It took me about a year to catch up with the podcast, and now that I am, I have to say, growing up playing many different RPGs brings a sweet nostalgic feeling every time I listen to the podcast and die of laughter with all of the cast members. Unique and ever-involving, these guys deserve all the praise and achievement they got, get and still will get in the future. 7777, keep up the great work, and okay, bye. The Pagan from the United States says, I crit myself. Love the show. I want to start playing, but no one in my area plays for some reason. Also, how has no one started referring to Tum as a rogueling? Well, you'll find out soon. See you in 4 years. Wishard Smith from United States says, oh my god, there's so many. I have to go faster. Stole my heart. I know I'm behind and told myself I'd wait to review until it's caught up, but something happened I cannot resist. I'm in episode 25 of Tom Dorkley. Just kidding. I'm in episode 118, and you just announced your 24-hour streams, Charity of the Trevor Project. If I wasn't already a loyal fan, it's now set in stone. As an LGBT D&D playing nerd who has experienced depression, I was incredibly moved by when I heard the topic. You're all amazing and funny people, and I love that. I still have so much content to get through before having to wait a week to hear you, Will. Carly D23 from United States says, if Steve isn't your favorite, you're wrong. I caught up after months of listening while walking the dog, getting ready for work, commuting to work. I have so many favorite moments, from Tom jumping on the Kraken's face to the Night Vale parody to that time we found out Harper and Tom were into Kinbaku. I don't know what it is.
That's bondage.
Okay.
rope bondage. Oh, cool. Yeah.
I had a friend that. Okay.
Yeah.
To Roz's dulcet yet traitorous voice, and that time she had godly powers, to Bucky as a teenager, to every time I'm reminded that Steve is a gourmand, to Aludra almost getting married to Nimbus, and even to Bananas Foster, bear charge for my second favorite Steve Preef, though he was. In all seriousness, I've been listening pretty much the whole time that my husband's been deployed, and binging this podcast has been the only bright spot in those many days. I hope to get to the next GeeklyCon, and thank you all in person for making me laugh. I didn't think I could. The best part is now catching the Twitch chat with my fellow Geekly. See you there. Guileful from the United States says, OMG and iPad, I can view. What? Great podcast, worth listening to it. The characters grow, the cast grow, and despite Thrifty killing of some of our favorite heroes, all works in the end. Randoom from the United States is laughing so hard my weenus hurts. Dr. Slavington here, never reviewed until now because I'm lazy. I used to listen to a more critically hitting podcast, but they got boring. But you guys never do. Who knows what that is? There's a lot of more critically acclaimed ones, so it could be anything. I absolutely love Thrifty and the gang. I have almost wrecked my car so many times, but it's all worth it. I must have more episodes about grain procurement and shipping and cars. Keep the good work, RP Wiggins. Floor Guinness from the United States says, it's a podcast. I've been silently lurking in the shadows and loving the show for a long time. It has been it's been great to finally catch up. I do have one small request, but nope, I'm always going to use spin down counter to go die. you don't die when I use it. Bachman, everyone, the rest of the... Okay. The Mr. John from the United States says, used to review Super Effective Flying. Finally got around to writing you guys a review. I hope Master Tim will be gentle on me, but I've listened to every episode so my body was ready. Thanks for making the great art as you do. I get a couple of the latest episodes pile up out of laziness, but then I listened during Hurricane Harvey, so I want to thank you for being an anchor during a troubled season to Tim, Jeff, Mika, Michael, and Bachman. Much love from Matthias. Gelats, 23, United States, Dude Bros. I've been listening for a while. It's been taking me so long to get caught up. I'm currently in episode 99, and the Griffins just showed up, and it was epic. Listening to this podcast makes me happy. Hopefully, it's still going by the time I get caught up. Thanks for being you. Schroeder says, Drunks and Dragons, Jewel of the Podcast. Came for the dragons, stay for the drunks. The Great Atun, a review of The Great Atun from Australia. This deserves a big old veiny 7 out of 5. They won't let me use Dragonborn Dicks as a rating measurement, so 5 stars will have to do. Only a newcomer to the podcast, but fell in love much the same way I did with Game of Thrones. It was hooked after the first 5 minutes of Season 1, Episode 1. Y'all tripping if you don't give this a crack. I drive everywhere from the United States, says, Trip Heaven now!
That's this, a my brother and me reference.
Yes.
This D&D podcast is pure joy, along with Taz. You guys have inspired me to start.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm playing for the first time, and I'm also am 50 feet long and 1 foot wide, baby. I don't get it. I forgot that I didn't ask you guys if I could raid more, and then I realized that I was going to keep you up. And I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Bitch.
Sorry.
You're done.
Sorry.
Is that everything? Good
That's
job.
Everything, friends.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, the hottest nerd news, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished figuring out your jump distance, head on over to iTunes to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast where you can donate a monthly amount to help us make this podcast better with each episode. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We will be back next week to wrap up this arc. Until then, keep it dicey.
Short episode.
Well, luckily a combat round takes 6 seconds.
Ooh, nice.
You know what else takes 6 seconds?
Don't ask.
What? What?
Bachman, what takes 6 seconds?
My penis. I don't have a joke.
That's cool. My penis takes 14 hours.
So
you're both bad. Jennifer, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. That's worse, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh God. All right, I'm gonna have to kick this dog out. Hold on.
Why? You could have just been here and hung out with me, but now you have to get booted out. That's not good, right?
Kiss him.
Maybe you can change your mind and be good.
Let him put his tongue in your mouth.
No.
Okay. Come on. Let me watch it.
Come on, dummy. Come on. Okay, there you go.
Tim, your rat tail is in my face. It's right there.
Thank you.
I think Ted Cruz liked a video just like this.
Ooh, what's happening in here?
Your rat tail's on my face.
It's my rat tail.
Some of the background music and atmosphere in this episode was from Sirenscape. Check them out and enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs The Escalation, Long Note 1, Long Note 2, Long Note 3, We Got Trouble, Devastation and Revenge, and Inner Light are from Kevin MacLeod from Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. CreativeCommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.